Hey, welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now we move from the movie theater to the theater with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Glad to be here, Tom.
Always glad to have you. So we're going to talk about a new play at the Strand Theater. That's a company here in Baltimore that often concentrates on works by and about women. The show that you're going to talk about today, Countdown, sounds like, you know, Houston, we have a problem. I mean, is this a space launch play? I mean, what's this thing about?
Not at all. This play takes place in a residential state-run welfare facility for abused, abandoned, and at-risk girls. A teaching artist named Carmela comes to conduct a workshop with the teenage girls who she hopes will eventually stage a performance. She's working with seven girls. One of them has been in this facility for more than half her life. And Countdown is the name of a theater game that she does with the students. The playwright is named Dominique Sieri. She is also a teaching artist herself, and she has worked in places like this. These are girls who have been shunted from household to household, family to family, in some cases abandoned entirely. Some of them have been raped by relatives. A fight breaks out in Carmela's very first class. I brought you a clip of Carmela, played by Brittany Nicole Timmons. She's trying to be very conciliatory and regain some order after this fight. You're also going to hear George Oliver Bunton, who plays the social worker, the caseworker.
Girls, please put the food away. I'm hypoglycemic and hyper.
Me too. I pass out if I don't eat regular.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then you can eat. And you can eat.
Mm-hmm. I can eat when I want to.
Okay. You can eat.
Do you think you girls can lay the crack on any thicker? Nima, Blanca, Essie, see me after this workshop.
What?
Carmela, nobody in this room is hypoglycemic.
Oh.
No worries. You didn't know. But now you know.
All right, the cast of Countdown at the Strand Theater here in Baltimore. So, Judy, this is a play about teenage girls. That would indicate that the cast has to be pretty young. That can be a little dicey when you're casting and directing. How'd they do?
This is a terrific cast. They are young. They're not quite as young as their characters. These characters are very troubled teenagers. The director, Barry Hochwald, pulls no punches at all. The cast is powerful. And at the same time, very sensitive. These are very believable performances. I want to single out two of the young actresses. They're both Towson University students. Natalie Dent plays Essie, a girl who has control issues. She lashes out. Her mother is dying of AIDS. And Rose Hahn plays Miriam, who was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome at age 6. Both of these actresses give really raw performances, but they also are the kind of performances that touch your heart. And I also want to mention Brittany Nicole Timmons, whom we just heard as Carmela, the teaching artist. And she shows us this dedicated educator who's also dealing with some of her own issues.
So I guess the girls do a performance piece in the course of it. I mean, is it giving it too much away? Do we give too much away if we get to see the performance that these girls create in the play?
Well, I'm not going to completely answer that. Maybe it is giving too much away.
Everybody's ducking my questions today. Dietz was like hiding under the table every time I asked him something.
No, I'm still in my chair. But I want to leave some things for the people who go to see this. Let's say it that way. The fight in that first class isn't the only one that takes place. But Carmela does manage to get these girls to work together and to collaborate and to form an ensemble. And they start out resenting this workshop. They don't want her there. They don't want to do this. And then very soon they become angry at the idea that Carmela might actually quit on them, which is sort of what they expect because everybody else has done that. Eventually, we do see them working together when the teacher isn't even in the room. Here's an example. They're talking about their mothers.
She made the mistake of leaving me behind when she up and leaves. Always chilled, cold to the touch.
A mother with 10 kids. Something wrong with the mother. She not right in the head. They took 7 away. But I say,
the old woman in the shoe.
One day I tell her, Uncle doing stuff to me. She said,
don't be lying.
It's true. He makes me have sex.
What am I supposed to do?
the cast of Countdown. That's at the Strand Theater. So, Judy, this seems in part, obviously, it's about the girls and their experience, their sort of coming of age, but it's also about creating art. I mean, that's what the premise is. How about the writing itself? I mean, does that qualify as a work of art?
Well, I have to say first that it's also about creating order out of chaos. And there are some things in the script that aren't quite clear. The social worker has told Carmela that she is not allowed to let the students write anything personal. He wants her to keep things light and not to stir things up. But she wants them to put themselves in their work. And early on, he has looked at folders of their writing. I'm not sure why he doesn't just do that again. And that countdown exercise that gives the play its title, that's not really clear either. Carmela has a health scare at one point. I don't know if that's taking place in the present or if it took place in the past, another thing that's unclear. But this is art about making art. It's about the impact that art can have not only on an audience, but on the girls who are its creators. In this case, these girls have been living what I could only call a kind of Dickensian existence. The play reminded me a little bit of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. In a program note, Barry Hockwell, the director, refers to the power of art to change lives. I know you and I both believe in that fervently, and it definitely comes through here. And she also mentions in a program note that it's an important and timely piece in terms of the Me Too movement.
It's contemporary. That's good. So, Judy, this is this production is part of the Women's Voices Theater Festival. You've reviewed a number of productions. This is a Washington and Baltimore-based festival. It's something that I've been certainly interested in for a while. We mentioned that the Strand Theater is, you know, a company devoted to work by and about women. So, is Countdown a good choice for the festival? It seems like it would be.
Well, absolutely. And this theater, as you point out, really is. It's ideal for this festival. This production gives voice to a female playwright. It has an almost all-female cast, just one male actor. And though it's fictional, it gives voice to rarely heard, at-risk teenage girls, people on the fringes of society. The New York Times had an article this week about the fact that there are 5 new plays off-Broadway this spring about teachers and schools. So Countdown has come along. Exactly. It's come along at the right time, and the Strand has given it a really strong production.
Is this a world premiere?
Although I think this is the premiere of what the playwright is considering the final draft.
Uh-huh. She's been working on it.
Yes, for at least 4 years.
Interesting. All right, Countdown. It's at the Strand Theater. It's there until Sunday, and we've got a link to details about the showtimes and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about a play called Gertrude Stein and a Companion. Where is that going to be at?
That's going to be at Fells Point Corner Theater, the second play in recent weeks that we will have talked about that includes Gertrude Stein in the cast.
Yeah, look forward to that. And Rob Sivak's going to be sitting in for me next week when I'm out on the West Coast doing a little thing. So,
well, good for you.
Look forward to hearing that. All right, thanks so much, Judy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market. They got locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the first in our series of conversations with the candidates. We're going to talk to folks running for governor. We're going to talk to folks running for county executive in Baltimore County. We're going to talk to a few folks running for the state legislature, both in the Senate and in the House. Tomorrow, we're going to start our series with Alec Ross. He's a technology expert and a former State Department official in the Obama administration. He wrote a book called The Industries of the Future, and he's one of 9 Democrats vying for the chance to face Governor Larry Hogan in the general election coming up in November. So he will be my guest for the hour tomorrow, our first conversation with a candidate. Coming up tomorrow on Midday. I hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, we want to thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.